While the volunteers at Tiny Home Takeout are proud to celebrate 2 years in Kitchener, an influx of people this winter has shown an unprecedented need for affordable, accessible food. Head chef Amy Sear never could have imagined the grab a bite when you need, donate what you can kitchen success when it opened in February 2021. Honestly, when we started we said, we know there are some people that need food, let's just aim for 100 pizzas and 100 bites, and let's see how it goes, said Sear. And well, that lasted about 3 weeks, then all of a sudden word spread, the numbers started to grow, and they haven't stopped since. From Tuesday to Saturday, volunteers serve an average of 175 people a night during a 5 p.m. and 6:30 p.m. window, although this number is closer to 140 in the winter. Restaurants are great. They serve a large population. But, of course, if you don't have any money that's not going to work for you, said Sear. We wanted to create a niche for ourselves where we could provide the food to everybody in the same fashion as a soup kitchen while trying to mimic the way a restaurant operates. While numbers traditionally decline during the colder seasons, Sear has seen an extra 40 people a night on average this winter, which she believes demonstrates the increased need in the downtown core. Despite their attempts to predict numbers, according to Sear, this year's stats have no rhyme or reason, and don't match anything they've seen over the last 3 winters. The reality is that if you have the means, standing outside in the cold and waiting for your dinner might not be your first choice, said Sear. In the summertime, it's like standing at a food truck, but in the wintertime, I think that the number of people we serve who are in need rather than want, the numbers stay steady because of them. In 2022, 180,629 portions of food left the Tiny Home Takeout kitchen, serving 44,000 visitors total last year, while Sear says the numbers don't include where the food went once it was delivered by volunteers or picked up at the window, she estimates it would bring the total closer to 70,000-75,000 people. It's been really difficult to try and figure out how much food to make every day, and so we've been trying to just shoot a little high to ensure that everybody who comes to us does get food, said Sear. If we do have a surplus, it goes out to a shelter or with our Going Mobile KW volunteers. In May 2022, Tiny Home Takeout officially partnered with Going Mobile KW, a volunteer community outreach group providing support to unhoused people in Kitchener-Waterloo, to offer a nightly delivery of a nutritious meal. The kitchen guarantees 100 bites a night, 7 days a week, along with any leftovers from the Tiny Home Takeout production. Volunteers are definitely always needed. And of course, financial donations are always much appreciated, said Sear, who is always open to community input. We very much have a family-style approach down here, and we've built a safe space and a great culture for all the volunteers to come, be together, and do good. You can find out more information here.